Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The things in Starkville make the CFP picture a little bit muddier this weekend with the Egg Bowl being played between Ole Miss and the Mississippi State Bulldogs. We'll get into that in just a moment with Blake Topmeyer, senior national college football columnist for USA Today. Alongside Kate Constable, I'm Chris Mack, in for Joe O and Sammy P this week here on Bet Sweats. Hope you're getting ready to enjoy the Thanksgiving holiday wherever you may be. You know you can always take us with you inside the TuneIn, iHeartRadio, and Odyssey apps. We got you covered all the way up through all the Thanksgiving action and into what should be a stacked college football and NFL weekend as well. But let's start where most of the drama is right now as we all sit on pins and needles, including maybe some of his players, waiting to find out what the hell Lane Kiffin is going to do. We bring in Blake Topmeyer. Follow him on social media at BTopmeyer and stay up to date on what exactly is going on with this mess. Blake, good morning. Thank you for joining us. And I guess just get us up to date on what exactly we should expect from Lane Kiffin and the Rebels in the next, say, 72 to 96 hours, next 3 to 4 days.
Well, I mean, the only thing to ever expect from Lane Kiffin is probably what you least expect. With Ole Miss, you know, this is a team that's played well under the cloud of distraction for a month now. Now, I do think the level of noise has reached a crescendo in the past several days. And so it becomes a test of, you know, how
Blake, I think we lost Blake. We'll get him back up.
They're not going to let this distract them, and all is well within the player camp. We'll see if that holds once the cowbells start clanging on Friday morning in Starkville. But yeah, as far as Lane, I mean, we know Ole Miss has set that deadline of Saturday for a decision. He hasn't indicated publicly as to whether he's made his decision. And even if he has, I would say, let's make sure the ink is dry, because if you remember 3 years ago, Lane Kiffin coached the Egg Bowl under a cloud of distraction. And in the days leading up to that Egg Bowl 3 years ago, it was widely thought that Lane Kiffin had a foot out the door to Auburn. And Lane Kiffin strongly considered leaving for Auburn, and then sort of at the final hour decided he wanted to stay at Ole Miss. So again, until the ink's dry and something is officially announced, you just never know.
If you had to guess where he goes or if he leaves at all, where do you think Lane Kiffin's coaching next season?
I'd predict LSU. I've been leaning LSU for a few weeks. When this sort of all started, I think I handicapped it maybe as LSU 40% and, you know, Ole Miss 35%, and what's my math? That leaves 25% left, I think, for Florida. I would probably bump that number up and increase that for LSU. I still think they're the leader. That's still where I lean. I think either he probably goes to LSU or stays at Ole Miss, but I don't completely rule out Florida. I mean, I think Lane probably looks at this the way a lot of us do. I think LSU is the program with the long-term, probably consistently loftiest ceiling, even though it hasn't been that in the last few years. I think Florida is, from a fit perspective, the best fit for Lane. He'd be the spiritual heir to Steve Spurrier. We know Florida fans, they want to win, but Florida fans also want to be entertained. Lane Kiffin would absolutely be the ideal fit from Florida. And then just from the status quo perspective, he's already proven that he can win at a high level at Ole Miss. And so that could be the thing tugging to keep him there is he said he's happy at Ole Miss. He's had his life going personally as well as he has in a long time. And so it's just a matter of, you know, does he think that happiness can travel and he can elevate his professional success elsewhere? And I think, I would lean toward LSU because I think Lane, like a lot of coaches, looks at the history of that program, not ancient history, but in the last 25 years, three coaches have won national championships there. Now, maybe that's old timey thinking because NIL changed the game. But I still think that's a hard fact for coaches to overlook is that three straight coaches before Brian Kelly won national titles at LSU.
Blake, Ole Miss is favored by 7.5 this weekend. I don't know if I'd be willing to lay 7.5 in a game that I don't want to say they just have to win to secure their CFP spot, but they don't have to win pretty in Starkville to secure their CFP spot. A loss, though, on the other side of things, if they were to be upset by the Bulldogs in Starkville this weekend, could create a mess where you'd have Ole Miss at two losses. And if Oklahoma and Alabama both win against LSU and Auburn, respectively, you'd have the three of them sitting there in the SEC at two losses. Right now, it would look like there's a path for all three of them to get into the CFP. There's the outside chance that maybe a BYU steals a bid by upsetting Texas Tech in the Big 12 title game or something else happens with the way the CFP committee shakes things out. Is there a worry that if Ole Miss loses this game, they could slide all the way out of the CFP?
I think there absolutely should be a worry. I do not think Ole Miss is a lock if they lose the Egg Bowl. And some would say that the Kiffin drama would influence that. I think that's fair. But I also think from a resume perspective, take the Kiffin element out of it. If Ole Miss loses the Egg Bowl, I think they're vulnerable. We have seen consistently now one of the committee's biggest metrics is they dislike bad losses. This would be a bad loss in the final submission in front of the committee. And I know it's a rivalry game. I know the Egg Bowl is wacky, turned upside down sometimes, but still, this would not be a good final submission. It would go down in the bad loss category. And we also have to factor in the possibility of some teams coming up from behind and giving the committee something to think about. You consider this whole dilemma between Notre Dame and Miami. Well, let's say the committee can't have both if Miami gets to 10-2 and Ole Miss loses the Egg Bowl. You could keep Oklahoma and Alabama in the mix, and you could flip Miami in and flip Ole Miss out. They'd have the same record at 10-2, and the strength of schedule isn't going to look that much different after they play their games on Saturday. Miami would have that win against Notre Dame, and Miami doesn't have a loss that would register probably as bad as the loss to Mississippi State would. So that's one possibility. You also have to factor in the possibility of Vanderbilt winning at Neyland Stadium in a rivalry game against Tennessee. Tennessee comes in 8-3. That would be a good final submission from Vanderbilt that could get them to 10-2. Another possibility of a team that could catch Ole Miss from behind. So, yeah, I think for Ole Miss to be feeling like they are a lock for the playoff, that requires getting to 11-1 and an Egg Bowl win.
Like, looking at the Heisman race right now, kind of a three-player race, but Fernando Mendoza, the favorite at even money. Does this race come down to potentially the Big Ten championship game and whoever wins that between Indiana and Ohio State?
Yeah, I think that will be for I'll say this for Fernando Mendoza. If he plays well in the Big Ten championship game, I think the award is his. If he gets outplayed by Julian Sain, the Ohio State quarterback, and Ohio State wins, I don't know if that means the award is Sain's, but I think that gives Sain a chance at that point. Obviously, Jeremiah Love in the mix as well from Notre Dame, some others sort of down ballot, you know, Diego Pavia, Marcel Reed, Gunnar Stockton. But I do think that whoever plays best in the Big Ten clash between Fernando Mendoza and Julian Sain probably exits that game as the front runner to win the award. And I particularly think with Mendoza kind of being in that pole position, he's a good performance and an Indiana victory away against Ohio State from winning the award.
Blake Topmeyer, senior national college football columnist for USA Today, with us here on Bet Sweats, talking about the college football playoff, the Heisman, and everything that comes down to the next two weekends across college football. Let me pivot back to Miami since you brought them up, Blake. I think it's a really interesting thing what the committee has done, saying basically throughout this process, that is the best team in the ACC. Can't argue with that, really, but they've also got the hardest path to find their way in to the ACC championship game of what I guess we would consider the top four teams in that conference. If Miami beats Pitt but still does not find their way into the ACC championship game, how do you think the committee is prepared to handle Miami? Would they simply look at it and say, okay, well, sorry, didn't win your conference, we won't be seeing you at the CFP? Or are they prepared to make the ACC a two-bid league?
I think Miami would need someone in front of them to lose for the ACC to become a two-bid league. I don't think they're going to bump someone like an Oklahoma out if Oklahoma wins, or say Alabama if Alabama wins the Iron Bowl. I don't think they're going to bump Alabama out in favor of Miami. So they would need help by a team in front of them losing. And I mean, here's what the committee does every year. The committee ranks the teams the way they want to rank them, however that is. You know, you get a group of individuals in a room, you debate, you bicker, you come to a compromise, and you rank the teams the way you want to rank the teams. And then you find the reasons on the backside to justify your rankings. Maybe for one particular team, that reason is strength of schedule. Maybe for another particular team, it's they don't have any bad losses. Maybe for another particular team, it's that they have a great win. It really doesn't matter. You rank them however you want to rank them, whichever way the mood strikes you. And then on the back end, you just need that one reason you can find to justify your rankings. And for all these teams that are in conversation here, you could find at least one reason to justify ranking them where they're at. It's like the committee has said with Notre Dame and Miami, they've justified that by saying, well, Notre Dame has two good losses, right? It's like I said, you rank the teams however you want to rank them. That's what the committee always does. And then they find the rationale on the back end. I'm not saying that's wrong. That's just human nature. That's what they're going to do this year as well. And considering where Miami has been week after week, I do think they need someone to lose in that top 10, and they need to beat Pitt. And I think that's the combination there. If chalk holds inside the top 10 and Miami wins, I don't know that there's going to be room for them, because to get an at-large bid, we're sort of seeing that's where you need to be at the top 10, because one bid is headed most likely toward an ACC champion, and another bid is headed toward a group of five champions. So Miami's got to find a way to get in that top 10, and I think they need some help to do so.
Blake, we got about 2 minutes left, but help us sort through the group of five and who is going to be in for that spot. Right now, it's looking like Tulane, but I mean, you have East Carolina, James Madison, Navy, North Texas, South Florida, a lot of teams that could potentially take that spot.
Yeah, it's pretty chaotic there in the American Conference standings week to week. You know, and then you even have James Madison sitting there from the Sun Belt saying, "What about us?" I do think it's probably going to be the American Conference champion that gets the bid. That team consistently now, whoever's been sort of the head of the pack in the American has been the team most valued from the committee from week to week, you know, whether at one point it was South Florida and now it's Tulane. So, you know, if Tulane wins out, I think it's probably them. If it's not them and say it's North Texas, I think they will get the bid. But, you know, I mean, James Madison, they could benefit from some chaos and things going haywire here in the final weeks in the American, and maybe they sneak in there. But ultimately, I do think it's probably going to be the American Conference champion, particularly if it's Tulane. If Tulane wins that conference, they're not getting caught from behind by James Madison. It's going to be Tulane if they win the American, because Tulane played three Power Four teams in their non-conference schedule. They beat two out of the three. They lost to Ole Miss, but they beat Duke and they beat Northwestern. And so they got those Power Four wins. And so if they win the American, I think they're an automatic for the playoff. If it's someone else who wins the American, I think that team would then become the likely qualifier, whether it be, you know, North Texas or Navy. But James Madison has a better shot if it's someone other than Tulane winning the American. If it's Tulane winning that conference, they're in.
Blake, thanks so much for the time this morning. We really appreciate it. Looking forward to the final week of the regular season, all the rivalry games, and of course the conference championships next weekend and the Heisman shortly after that. We appreciate it again. Enjoy all of it yourself as well, and have a great Thanksgiving, man.
Okay, you too. Good talking to you.
Yep, Blake Topmeyer, senior national college football columnist for USA Today. I love the chaos, Kate. I know some people don't like the idea of automatic berths and conference champions and the group of five, but I love it. I love the chaos. All of this has come down to the next two weekends, and I don't want to say anything could happen, but really, just about anything could happen.
I mean, the drama is real, and everyone, who doesn't love a little drama, Chris? This is like a reality show just with sports.
Who gets the final rose in the ACC? Nobody. Because you all suck. Anyway, coming up, there's lots of college basketball. It's Feast Week. We dive into a couple of the key games today, both in Maui and Vegas, next on Bet Sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Lightning bets before we wrap up the show here on Bet Sweats. Alongside Kate Constable, I'm Chris Mack here on the BetMGM Network. We'll give you our favorite plays of the day. It's been heavy on futures today, but certainly some that we'll want to make sure we get tickets in on before a busy weekend of both NFL and college football. College football taking the bulk of our Friday and Saturday, despite a Black Friday game in the NFL. And, of course, the NFL dominating Thursday and Sunday. So a full weekend of turkey and stuffing, which we should be eating year-round, we've decided, and football. But there's plenty of basketball, too, including the Maui Invitational and the Players Era Festival out in Las Vegas, Kate, which has attracted so many of the best teams in college basketball and is just wall-to-wall. Started at, I want to say, like 1 p.m. yesterday, and they were playing when I fell asleep on the couch at like 11:30 last night. They were still going. So,
and there were
lots
some
of hoops.
Really good games yesterday. That's the tournament where there's a payout, right? Like there's a
yes,
a purse, so to speak. Does that go to the players or does that go to the university?
That's
we know.
A
Is it like the in season tournament where like the team gets the money? Because
I don't know.
I mean, in this new really era of NIL question. And paying people, why isn't every team in this tournament? I mean, I'm sure there's a cap, obviously, but every team should want to be in this tournament is probably how I should phrase that, because if it
Here
goes
go.
To your NIL
I got
fund.
I got the answer, thanks to the old Google machine and some AI. The Players Era Festival pays players directly through NIL with a guaranteed $1 million minimum given to each participating team, which is then distributed to the players. Additional money split among teams that finish in the top four. It sounds like it goes to the teams, and then the teams decide how it gets distributed out from there. So
just
yes,
by
is the
playing
answer to
in
both
this
of
tournament,
your questions.
Every team is getting $1 million. Like, you don't even have to win it. You just have to play in it.
Yep. That's why
that
everybody's
like
there.
That's a pretty nice deal.
Yeah. Hey, what's an easy way to try to kill the Maui Invitational? Let's do this thing in Vegas at the same time.
Yep.
But yeah, the Gonzaga Alabama game was good. This is why I always, you know, I've mentioned this before in the past here on the BetMGM Network, whether it was on Bet Sweats or other shows as well. This is why I always have to remind myself to sort of slowly wade into the water at the beginning of any season in any sport. Because I felt really good about an under in an early game yesterday and an over in a late game. Neither one of them hit. So lessons learned. As good as the Gonzaga-Alabama game was, they did not put up the level of offense that I thought they would. So 0-for-2 on college basketball bets yesterday. Keep that in mind when you listen to us break this down. It is early in the season. And these teams, Kate, are still trying to figure out who and what they are, let alone the rest of us trying to figure out who and what they are. That's not to say that there aren't people out there nailing winning bets on everything happening in college basketball this week. There certainly are. And kudos to those of you that are hitting on college basketball early in the season. I'm just here to tell you, I'm traditionally someone who I got to wait and see a little bit of the resume play out before I turn the page into going full units and spraying bets all over the place in any sport, let alone college basketball early in the year.
Well, I mean, you need more data points to be a successful, to be a successful bettor at this point in the season. It's kind of like in the NFL. I feel like you don't really get a good handle on teams until what, week 5, which is a long time. And so that's like in the NFL when I feel most comfortable about the bets that I'm making versus week 1 or 2, you're kind of just throwing darts and you know, what you think these teams are going to be. And that's where we're at right now in college basketball is we think we know a lot about these teams, but we don't. I mean, St. John's is a team, they're 3-2 right now. I think they have a lot to figure out. They have a lot of talent, but they still have other things to figure out with rotations and defensively, things like that. So I don't think it's as easy as looking at that St. John's Baylor game and saying, okay, well, St. John's is coming off a loss yesterday. They're not going to lose two in a row. This is Patino. He's not going to allow his team to do that. Maybe they don't lose, but I think you look at Baylor with the points in that one.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad you brought that game up because that was one of the first ones that jumped out to me was St. John's and Baylor this afternoon. I want to say around 5 p.m. Eastern. Tip is 4:30, 5 p.m. Eastern, depending on the games in front of it. Baylor has seen good work from Cameron Carr, the Tennessee transfer. He's been able to score, which has been nice. St. John's has a good set of guards themselves, but it's been inconsistent. I would probably, I just want to make sure I have the most up-to-date line. Yeah, Baylor getting 6.5 feels like a little too much to me. And also the total sitting at 161.5, 162.5. I'm not totally confident in going over on that big a number. I would like to think that both teams are going to score. And so if you ask me for a lean, I would lean over and Baylor. If you held my feet to the fire and forced me to make a bet on this, I think I would probably take Baylor in the points.
Yep, I think Baylor in the points is the right way. One that I would certainly look at and under at today is Houston and Tennessee. Like, just hearing those two names, it just screams under. And it is really low. We are looking at
133.5, I think.
Yeah, which is, I mean, you're not going to get a whole lot lower than that for most college basketball games. But you look at these two defenses, Houston, number one on KenPom, Tennessee, 4 on KenPom. Like, these are just two programs where historically their style of play doesn't change. And because the head coaches haven't changed forever, like, you know how right. Both of these coaches want to play. That's a game that I think you could look at and say, I'm pretty comfortable laying in under there. It's going to be like crawling up and down the floor in this one.
That's such a short number, though, because I did look at that. And, you know, your initial reaction when you see Houston is under and then you see they're playing Tennessee, rematch of that Elite Eight game from last spring. You go, ooh, that's definitely an under. And then you go over and find the number and it's 133.5. And
it is very low. It is very low. So, I mean, the books have priced into account everything that I just said. They're well aware at how slow these teams play, but still,
sure.
I think the numbers come down too. I think it was 134.5. So maybe you wait closer to tip and see if this comes down any more than look at an over. That could be something
to
consider.
Might be time to zig when everybody else is zagging and take the over on a Houston game, which I would not ordinarily do. But again, we've established the fact that early in the season, at least I tend to put a little too much weight on last year's performance. And maybe that's what we're doing here when we get the number all the way down to 133.5. That's worth keeping an eye on. I think, like you said, closer to tip. I don't think that one goes until close to 6 p.m. Eastern out in Vegas, 3 Pacific there, Tennessee and Houston. But definitely one that'll be another good game to watch, much like Gonzaga and Alabama late last night. Michigan-Auburn, I think, is one to keep an eye on as well. But that's got a pretty big total on it, 162.5. And I would tend to lean under. I think both of these teams are going to want to try and play some defense. And 162.5 just feels like too big a number to me with these two teams matching up against each other. Michigan and Auburn both coming off of nice wins in non-conference play, but Tahad Pettiford has not shot as well over the last couple of games. And then on the other side for Michigan, Elliott Cadeau has more turnovers than assists in his last three games. So maybe just some sloppy early season performance leads to what I think could be an under on a pretty big number, something in the low to mid 160s. So again, if I had a lean and you put my feet to the fire, I would probably take Michigan-Auburn under the 162.5 that it's sitting at right now. That's around an 8:30, 9 o'clock Eastern tip.
How much do you take into account the fact that Auburn played earlier yesterday, Michigan played the game after Auburn? Like, is that, does that factor in at all that maybe Auburn is a little bit more rested, had a little bit more time off their legs before this game started?
That's
or
a good question.
These are college kids. They're great athletes.
Well,
college
kids. They are great athletes, but I think especially early in the season, it's fair to question conditioning on both sides and just what
right.
your legs look like, especially late in games. That's another reason maybe to lean under on this one between Michigan and Auburn. You know, do we get some sloppy shooting? I think that especially from the outside. Yeah, you know what? You've talked me into Michigan-Auburn under. You didn't actually talk me into it. I talked myself into it, and I'll probably end up regretting it later. But yeah, Michigan-Auburn under the 162.5 is probably one I'll include on today's card as well. But plenty of college hoops to be played throughout the day. Any other games that jump off the card at you?
We haven't talked about Iowa State and Creighton. That's, Iowa State... top 25 team, obviously. They just beat St. John's yesterday. I just don't think Creighton has the offense to hang with with Iowa State. And I like Iowa State's defense can be so suffocating. If they turn Creighton over a handful of times and take advantage of those turnovers, I think Iowa State, even coming off of a good win yesterday over St. John's, like maybe I'm overvaluing the Cyclones a little bit, but I think I would have to take lay the points with them today. I'm just not impressed with this. This Creighton team does not feel through the early part of the season like a Creighton team that we've seen in the past where they have dominant bigs inside, some outside shooting. We just haven't quite seen that.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if what the other numbers may be out there. Shop it around just a little bit. Yeah, it's 6.5 to 7.5 in some spots. I don't know.
Ken Pom has Iowa State winning by 8.
See, I get what you're saying about Iowa State, and they've got the ability to play both ends of the floor really well. I just don't know if I'm comfortable laying more than 6 this early in the season. I think I'd stay away from Iowa State and Creighton. I totally understand your logic and why Ken Pom may have it as an 8-point game. I think I'd stay away from that one, maybe as much because Iowa State burned me yesterday as anything else, but I don't think I can get to 6.5. And like I said, 7 in a spot or two, 7.5 in another spot. So I'll stay away from Iowa State, Creighton, but plenty of good basketball on the schedule today. I think more importantly, we've got to figure out how we get the stuffing and bread lobby involved in Washington, D.C., and start marketing stuffing as a year-round side dish, Kate. I brought this up earlier. It's really a travesty of justice that stuffing doesn't get the respect it's due outside of the one-month window between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Like, I don't know how we get it year-round. Like, do we need to get an influencer program going? Like, all the girls on Instagram and TikTok just start eating stuffing. We pay some of them to, you know, like that could be a marketing ploy. We get everyone on the network. Costco's talking about stuffing. Joe and Sammy P talking about stuffing. Like that could, we just need more word of mouth that stuffing needs to be a year round thing, I think.
Why is Stovetop not all over this? I mean, why are they not pushing stuffing year round? I feel like I shouldn't be the one doing this.
That's a great, even Pepperidge Farm needs to step it up a little bit, right? Like
somebody,
all these brands, you have an opportunity right in front of you to start selling. Maybe they are selling more stuffing than we think they are, Chris. Although I think if you ask most people to eat stuffing, yeah,
they're content with their current market share of Thanksgiving sides, Stovetop's like, yeah, you know what? We're good. We're good. We like the on-off cycle of the stuffing consumption in the United States.
Maybe it's – that would be the one thing that you think would be the easiest thing to, like, mass produce is stuffing.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. What are we talking about? Stale bread. That's what we're talking about. Stale bread.
Maybe people are letting their bread go bad these days. Are you a homemade mashed potato or a boxed mashed potato guy?
So this is a funny story. I'm glad you bring this up. I have nothing to do with anything that goes on in the kitchen on Thanksgiving Day other than sneaking deviled eggs before they're officially placed on the platter. I'll crush like five of those things before my wife even notices that they're gone. But a couple years ago, when we transitioned the Thanksgiving tradition from my late mother-in-law's house to my sister-in-law's house, my sister-in-law tasked my wife with being the mashed potato person. Like, can you please make a certain amount of mashed potatoes? Well, my wife found at the store these mashed potatoes that are absolutely incredible. A friend of ours brought them to a Friendsgiving probably like 3, 4, or 5 years ago. And so she just started going out and getting those and wasn't totally forthcoming about the fact that she didn't make the homemade mashed potatoes, but no one noticed and no one cared because they were that good. So I would have in the past said, no, they got to be homemade mashed potatoes. No, no more. I will take whatever these store-bought mashed potatoes are every single day of the week, just like I'll take stuffing every single season of the year. So a long answer to a very short question, any kind of potatoes. Lightning Bets next here on BetSwet.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Thanks as always for joining us live coast to coast on the BetMGM network for Bet Sweats every weekday, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern. In for Joe Ostrowski and Sam Panayotovich, I'm Chris Mack alongside Kate Constable. Don't forget, if you missed anything, you can always rewind inside your Odyssey app or just get it in podcast form. Search for Bet Sweats wherever you get your audio, including inside the TuneIn, iHeartRadio, and Odyssey apps. Lightning Bets in just a moment. Our favorite plays of the day. I'll stop yapping about Thanksgiving sides in just a second. But here's my question, Kate. I know you are working this Thanksgiving, so limited amount of time to overconsume Thanksgiving food. But after all this talk about stuffing, you brought up the mashed potatoes. If there were one thing that you were going to have a full-fledged Thanksgiving this year, you would overconsume and later regret, what would it be?
It would be stuffing slash mashed potatoes. It's not the turkey. It's never the turkey. It's never the turkey.
No one walks away from Thanksgiving dinner saying, "Ooh, I wish I had more turkey."
Right? Like, no, it's none of that. Okay, Gertz does make a great point in the chat in as to why maybe we don't have stuffing year round. Is stuffing has to actually be cooked in the bird if you want like the true stuffing. Are you cooking a Thanksgiving turkey multiple times a year? Probably not. So that's where the stuffing comes in. But I still say you could do like a stuffing casserole, like put it in a dish.
Dressing, I guess it's called, if it's not cooked inside the bird. I mean, I could have that any time of year.
Yeah. Yeah. So mashed potatoes or stuffing. Plus, I would hit the dessert table pretty hard as well. And I'm not a pumpkin pie person. So we don't do like pumpkin pie in my house. We just do like ice cream or something, you know, desserty. But that's where I would go. I'd save room for that.
There is nothing better than the leftover pumpkin pie for breakfast that weekend after Thanksgiving. Black Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You wake up, cup of coffee, little slice of pumpkin pie. That's the way to go. Gertz also just said in the chat that pumpkin pie is disgusting, and now he's dead to me. So we're no longer friends, Gertz. I hope you're okay with that. That's just the way it's got to be. What's wrong with pumpkin pie?
I will say Thanksgiving leftovers, like the next day, are almost better than day of. Like, I love Thanksgiving leftovers. And you can, you know, you take a dinner roll and you put some turkey and mashed potatoes and corn, like, on it. And you make like the sandwich, like that's phenomenal. Yeah. I love that almost more than like actual day of Thanksgiving.
Or just, you know, rip off one of the leftover turkey legs and just walk around like a Viking eating a turkey leg in your house.
Exactly.
I'm a huge fan of that as well. My wife, not as big a fan, but all right, let's get to Lightning Bets, our favorite plays of the day. And it is a busy day between NBA in-season tournament games tonight. In Philly and L.A., we're not talking about the game in Washington because if a tree falls in the forest and no one is there to see it or hear it, does it really fall? We've got NFL futures that we talked plenty about today, even some college football futures with the final 2 weeks ahead of us, and, of course, college hoops as well. Kate, I'll let you get us started.
Yeah, I'm going to start in the NBA. I'm going to go James Harden over his points prop, 24.5. He's the entire offense for this Clippers team. Like, I don't care what anyone says. It's James Harden is running the show for the Clippers right now. He's coming off of his second worst performance in the month of November, and we're at the end of it. 19 points, Chris, second worst performance against the Cavs on Sunday. I think this 24.5, he's averaging almost 28 points per game. I think Harden in a tournament, in-season tournament game against rival Lakers, I think Harden can get the job done. Over in the NFL, we talked about this, and briefly, we really didn't touch on it a ton, but the Lions being at home on Thanksgiving, only 2.5-point favorites against the Packers. I know this is a divisional game. It means a lot. But I would argue that this Lions team is better than the Packers right now. I trust them more on both sides of the ball. So I'm going to lay the 2.5 with Detroit. I think if anything, this goes to 3. I don't think we dip much lower than 2.5. So I will grab the under field goal while I can get it. And then kind of piling on top of that, I'm going to take the Green Bay Packers to miss the playoffs at +350 right now. I think they obviously lose to the Lions this weekend. The rest of their schedule, pretty tough. A lot of divisional matchups. I think +350 for Green Bay, even at 7-3 right now, 7-3-1 rather. I think they could miss the playoffs altogether. So those are my 3 Lightning bets for this afternoon.
All right. I just have so many questions about the Packers, not just Thursday, but the rest of the season. Josh Jacobs, I think, was limited yesterday. Not sure how much of a practice they'll have today. And then tomorrow, obviously, they head to Detroit for Thursday's game. I'll start in the NFL then, since that's where you finished. And a couple of those futures we talked about, just based the way the schedule stacks up for the Indianapolis Colts and the Houston Texans, in particular, the fact that they still play each other twice. And the Colts still have 2 games left against the Jags as well. At 7-1, with the Texans having the easiest of the remaining schedule between those three teams, Indy, Jacksonville, and Houston, I'm going to lay a little something on Houston to win the AFC North and just see if that defense with C.J. Stroud hopefully getting right for the stretch run here is able to carry them through not just Jacksonville but past Indy, down two games in the standings. But like we said, both games still remaining head-to-head against Indy. I'm also going to put just a little bit on something for Buffalo to miss the playoffs. We talked about this earlier a good bit as well. It's entirely possible, given their inconsistencies, especially on the road, the Bills could not only lose to the Steelers this weekend, but could end up 9-8. And maybe based on some tiebreakers, that's enough to get them in as the 7 seed. But given all those inconsistencies, I've got to put just a little something on Buffalo to miss right now based on the price at plus 550. I'll pivot to college football. We talked about the Heisman race. We had Blake Topmeyer on earlier. He said, as long as Fernando Mendoza doesn't look bad against Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game, it should be his. I think the better question is, what if Julian Sand looks really good, not just against Michigan this weekend, but against Indiana in the Big Ten championship game? And with that number out to 4-1, I'm going to go with Julian Sand just as a little bit of a hedge against the Jeremiah Love ticket I got in this summer, and then watch Mendoza win it, and I'll lose all the bets. Also, Ole Miss to miss the playoff at plus 450. Again, talking with Blake Topmeyer, it's not a wild idea that if Ole Miss loses the Egg Bowl to Mississippi State, especially given all the distractions around Lane Kiffin and given what else may happen with not just Bama, not just Oklahoma, Vanderbilt going to Knoxville to play Tennessee, you've got Miami going to Pittsburgh to play Pitt. There's a possibility because of their schedule and what would be an ugly loss to Mississippi State that Ole Miss could fall out of the CFP. So plus 450, yeah, we'll put a little something on that. And then I'll wrap up with hoops. Michigan-Auburn under 162.5 tonight in the Las Vegas, one of those games out in Las Vegas. And then NBA, we mentioned the Sixers game. I'm going to take the Lakers laying 6.5 against the Clippers, and also the Sixers getting 2.5 at home in their matchup against the Magic. And what the heck, let's put a little something on Tyrese Maxey, double-double at plus 291, almost 3-1. Maxey has just missed this in two out of his last three games. In three out of his last six, he's had 9 assists, and of course, double-digit points each time as well. So we'll go for a Tyrese Maxey double-double at almost 3-1. Probably too many bets, but on a futures day, you get a few tickets in and see where things take you. We'll be back tomorrow to get ready for the Thanksgiving Day games, obviously, and continue to look ahead to a full week of college football, Kate. I said it yesterday to PJ. This is low-key one of the best sports weeks on the calendar. You love March Madness, because at the same time, you've got spring training baseball and everything that goes into that and constant hoops. And then I always like the first weekend of October because you've got constant playoff baseball and plenty of big-time NFL and college football, as well as the NBA and NHL ramping up. But this might low-key be top three. It might belong on the Mount Rushmore of weeks for sports throughout the calendar year.
I mean, I can certainly get on board with that. Yeah, March Madness is great, but like, outside of March Madness, this is the second best time of the college basketball season right now, because you get so many top-ranked matchups in these big-time tournaments that, and you get to start watching them at like 11 a.m. I mean, I had my TV on all day yesterday with just games circling. You get to sit on the couch and eat food and watch football all day on Thursday. You get rivalry week, Ohio State-Michigan in the morning on Saturday. It doesn't get a whole lot better, Chris. So this should certainly be on the Mount Rushmore. I don't think this week gets talked about enough. Like, when we rank best sports seasons, best times of the year, this isn't thrown around as much as it should be. I mean, this is kind of like the stuffing of the sports season.
You know what? You're right. It is. New Year's Day can be great, even though, you know, you're hungover usually, and just trying to recover. You know, I might put that on the Mount Rushmore of like sports weeks or weekends. You know, bowl week when you've got a bunch of meaningless games between MAC and Sun Belt teams and you can kind of fall asleep on the couch while they're being played and wake up and see if you covered or not. That might belong up there, but this is up there with March Madness weekend and definitely wild card weekend in MLB. And yeah, it's a good time of the year. It's a good time to be with each and every one of you here on the BetMGM Network. Don't forget, you can take us with you wherever your Thanksgiving travels may take you, whether it's across the country or just across the living room to steal the recliner from your cousin when he gets up, because we all know you move, you lose.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
It. The seat's gone. It's not yours. You can't call fives on the recliner at family Thanksgiving. So whether it's with family, with friends, whatever you're doing, take us with you. Always live inside the Odyssey, the TuneIn, and the iHeartRadio apps here on the BetMGM Network and always in podcast form. Wherever you get your podcasts and on YouTube, just search the BetMGM Network. Tomorrow, like I said, we're a day closer to the Thanksgiving Day games and all the wildness of the final weekend of the regular season in college football. For our board op, David Dykstra, for video producer Brian Gertz, even though he's dead to me for hating on pumpkin pie, and for executive producer Zach Krell. For Kate Constable, I'm Chris Mack. Thanks for joining us. This has been Bet Sweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.